Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So this is the beginning of an 8-part podcast series, and I'm going to call this series, What is the Perfect Marketing Strategy for Your Business? And the reason it's 8 parts is because I'm going to give you a broad brush overview today, and then I'm going to do 6 individual podcasts on 6 different topics. Then I'm going to do a summary. Now, I've done a lot of coaching, a lot of teaching with a lot of different clients, and I've found that there are some common places that people tend to struggle. And one of the biggest ones is BSOS, which stands for Bright Shiny Object Syndrome. What people tend to get focused on is, hey, if I just do Facebook ads, I'm going to be able to find my audience. Or if I just do Instagram, I'll reach the millennials or whatever it is. But what's missing is this comprehensive strategy, this entire system that puts things together so that you can execute step by step to make sure that you're going to get the results that you desire. So let's start off with the first one. The first piece of this perfect marketing strategy is this. You have to break down your current sales. Now, I'm assuming that you already have a business and you've been in business for maybe a year or more. If you haven't, that's okay. But still, if you have, you have data. And that data is going to tell you a lot about your business. What are the ages? What are the genders that people who buy your products and services are representing? Are they young? Are they old? Are they male? Are they female? Who are they? And what products and services are each one of those people purchasing? Men might purchase something different than women. Young people may purchase something different than older people. So you need to start out with who bought what, when, where, and why. And what I suggest is you write this down. You break it down and put it into a sheet. And this will help you start to spot trends in the way your business has been going. I do this every single quarter. I certainly do it every single year. So the second piece of the puzzle is, where do you want to increase sales? So obviously, if your business is focused on particular things today, that might not be where you want to be in the future. So what kind of inventory do you have? It could be time, could be products or services. Do you have a new offering that you want to try to get in people's hands and make them aware of? And most importantly, what is your most profitable products or services? Think about those things. Where do I want to create this increase in business? Where would I like to focus and why? The next piece of this is you have to have a home base to send them to. And that would be your website. Now, if you don't have a website, I strongly suggest you get one. Even if it's just a single landing page. Now, a lot of people think they can run a business using something like landing pages or lead pages. Any of those kind of things are fine. But really having a website that focuses on each one of the things we talked about is going to help you succeed much better and much faster. So what you want to do is you want to create a page for each of the above, the people that you have been selling things to, and what are their questions, what are their problems, and what is your solution to that. Then you also want to create pages on the new offerings, the things that you want to focus on. Then you have to create some content that teaches and educates people as to why you are the best option, the best solution to their needs. You have to make sure there are calls to action everywhere. You want to start to create conversations. And I'm a firm believer in a lot of times it isn't just fill out a form and go back and forth on email. A lot of times you have to set up a time to get on the phone to talk to people, because a lot of times that's the best way to create those new sales, is really have a conversation with someone, because that is the way that you build your relationships. So get people on your email list, but more importantly, get them to pick up the phone or at least agree to a time when you can call them. The next thing that you have to do is create your story. What is the story behind where you're at, what you're doing, and why you're doing what you're doing for them? You want to make sure that that story is broken out for each one of those audiences as well. So as you start writing these pages and you start developing this content and you start developing this blog, your story is one of the most important components of what you're trying to get across. You have to make sure that this can also be repurposed into something, turning it into interviews, a blog, a podcast, maybe something like an ebook or a real book, whatever it is. Or maybe you turn it into checklists or white papers or something. You want to make that story and that content stand out in a way that makes people engage with it so that they'll engage with you on a one-on-one basis. Now, the next thing is you have to distribute this content. That content basically resides on your home base website, and it could be your podcast, it could be your blog, it could be the pages. You want to use every possible opportunity to get the word out there. So that could be something like social media. And I love social media to do this, but like anything else, it's a waning thing. You put it out there, it falls further down the list, it goes away. So you have to do it again and again and again. You got to be careful not to be too redundant or to post the same thing too many times, but you want to make sure that you share it on as many platforms as you can. And then look at everything else. Can you email this info? Can you text it to millennials? Can you give presentations about it? Can you do interviews about it? Could be local, could be national. What else can you do to get your content in the hands of people? Maybe it's a postcard. It's a thank you letter. Can be any of the above. And then finally, the sixth piece of this puzzle is to measure the results. You need to be looking at your Google Analytics. What is happening on your website with this content? Where are people paying attention? What happens when they click on a page? Where do they go next? Are they generating those phone calls? Are they filling out your contact form? Also look at the analytics inside of each one of the social media platforms. Facebook has analytics on business pages. Twitter has analytics. Instagram has analytics. Everything has it. You can see engagement. You can see what people are spending their time on. Do more of what's working and less of what isn't. The other thing you want to do is circle back and look at your QuickBooks. See if you've had any rises in sales in the areas where you're trying to increase that new business or build that new platform for people to purchase from you. And you best ask your clients questions. So as you're working with people, ask them questions. Find out, what problem did this solve? What could have we have done better? Make sure you're engaging with your audience. So that's it. Those are the top six things. Break down the current sales, ask where you want to increase things, build a home base, create content, distribute that content, and measure the results. The last piece is to lather, rinse, and repeat, and keep working it over and over. So if you'd like to learn more about this, I suggest you go to baconpodcast.com/questions, fill out that form, and let's schedule some time so we can get on the phone to discuss how you can learn to grow your business by creating your perfect marketing strategy.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.